The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to another exciting edition of The Thought Police. This comes 1 week after Kevin O'Sullivan and I did a wonderful live podcast, yep, which was in the Horseshoe Pub, which went very well.
It did,
lots,
yeah,
of people really, really enjoyed that. And so did I, actually.
We should do more of those.
We should do more of those. It was good fun. And also, it keeps us in touch with all the people that like to listen to us, which, yep, is always nice. And so thank you to all of you who came.
Indeed.
And thank you to all of you who will come to the next one, hopefully. I had a couple of decent rounds with people. There was Kevin Downer who was there, who I think at one point threatened to punch me.
Did he? Well, you don't want that because he's a former boxer.
I know, that was slightly worried me, but it was all in good fun.
He was a funny guy. He said to me, you don't want to fall out with me because I'm a professional boxer, yeah, and I sort of went, oh, well, I don't. He said, actually, don't worry about it, I was shit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, the thing is, it's always good to chat with people and to...
It's good to meet everyone.
We are all on the same page, and, you know, sometimes it's good to remember that there are other people who actually think like you do. Absolutely. But anyway, here we are, in the midst of what I can only describe as a concrete crisis.
Concrete bungle.
You know, as you know, my name is synonymous with concrete, and, you know, I would never have guessed that concrete crisis would become the kind of theme of this whole past week.
Concrete has come to sort of consume your life.
And I keep winding up the tossers on Twitter, right, who keep saying, oh, you know, they're really original. Oh, has anyone asked you to grow some concrete?
It's so funny, isn't it?
It's really funny. All these little
they've all got
beards, they've got no sense of humour. But I keep putting tweets out saying things like, you know, it's a growing crisis, this concrete thing from Rishi Sunak. We all know what you said, you know, and they're all like, you said you could grow it like trees. I mean, they're obsessed with it. It's incredible. It's very funny. I just use the word concrete now as often as I can.
Absolutely. And we're using it a lot right now, thanks to Gillian Keegan, the fuckwit education secretary, fucking idiot, who does an interview. I mean, why don't they know this, these politicians? Does an interview with ITV News, and at the end of it, starts sounding off, saying, why isn't everyone so do a fucking good job, and all this kind of stuff. While the mic's still on, ITV News, quite rightly in my view, put it out. If you're a politician and you don't know about on mic and off mic, fuck you. You deserve everything you're going to get.
I said to you earlier today that I didn't think that the reporter in question, whose name I've completely forgotten, had done a particularly good interview. I think he was definitely on for a gotcha moment. He was definitely trying to push his luck.
I'm Jeremy Paxman.
You know, he's hoping to get another award or something for it, you know, from his woke mates who all go, oh, that was brilliant the way you skewered that, you know, conservative politician. Yeah. That was really amazing. Amazing. Do you want another latte? Yeah, fuck off.
Well, what are you trying to do?
But you're absolutely right about ITV. If you have that, you can't not
release it. I don't blame him for doing
that. You can't not release it.
What he was trying to do unfairly, and I don't think... Gillian Keegan basically deserves everything she gets because she's a fuckwit.
She doesn't come across as a very likeable person.
No, exactly. But what he was trying to do is say, this is all your fault, all your fault, all your fault. And what she was trying to push back on was, well, wait a second, I'm the seventh education secretary in 5 years. Hardly all of my fault.
And also,
I'm doing my best to sort it out.
And she didn't build the fucking schools. All right, but what she did do, I suppose, was know that back in 2018, a school did collapse, a roof did collapse in Kent, and they all the apparent government of the day did, and that was before Boris Johnson, yeah, I suppose, yeah. All they did, it must have been Theresa May. How come she... No, she's not getting a fucking blame. Yeah. They sent a letter...
I thought she wasn't education secretary.
Well, no, though. But she was a prime minister, if it was a real problem, because they've known about this stuff for years. I mean, it wasn't like... Yeah. It was 1995 when somebody first raised the issue,
yeah,
of, you know, this so-called air-rated...
Why did it take 40 fucking years to get because, to the point where they realised building schools out of aero bars is not a good idea?
Well, we've said this before, haven't we? It's only in the civil service where if you ask somebody how long it will take them to do something, they answer in years.
Yeah.
They don't go, oh, I can have that for you next week. They go... Ooh, a couple of years for that, Kev, you know. Oh, could you do a little investigation into what went wrong here? Oh, yes, I'll form a committee and we'll get back to you in 2026.
Yeah, exactly. It takes so long to do everything.
Twats.
But, I mean, Gillian Keegan, it transpires that last week she was on a holiday in Spain where she owns properties in Madrid and Marbella,
right,
which is never a good look. She's come back, in fairness, to face the music. And all the lefties, the socialists, are going, they're all Tories, they're all rich. Yeah, not as rich as most Labour politicians.
No.
All Westminster politicians are not hard up.
No. But we keep hearing, don't we, from people who say, oh, but surely we should pay them better. We must get more...
Fuck off, pay them less.
We must get more people in because obviously we need great expertise and we have to pay them bucket loads of money. Well, quite frankly, the way that fucking companies are run in this country, which is not very clever either, would suggest that actually the private sector don't know what they're fucking doing either.
Absolute shit. Pay MPs less. They don't deserve...
Maybe don't pay them anything.
Pay them fuck all.
In fact, get people in who have got independent wealth, right, who don't need the money. Yeah. So therefore, they're not doing it for the money and they're not liable to be corrupt.
Well, that was the old system.
Yeah.
Where you had literally sort of patron politicians who literally were in it either to make themselves some money or for the good of the community.
So pop in the afternoon after lunch at White's after you've sold enough cotton to make another couple of million quid in the morning.
Exactly. That's all. We need to return to that.
A bit of speculation on the markets.
What would you say to all the current politicians going, oh, we should get a pay rise? It's like, no, what we've decided to do is pay you fuck all.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't like it, you can fuck off.
And maybe we'll give you some expenses.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get by with a sort of House of Lords system, couldn't you? 300 quid a day for turning up. And whatever you do turn up, we might encourage them to do a bit more work. Because one of the things Ginny Keegan was getting shit for was being on holiday last week. I've said this before. Instead of shutting it all down for 3 months, how about they just say, look, we're going to keep Parliament open, and if you want to take 2 weeks holiday, take it.
Yeah.
But there's no fucking way that they should shut it all down for 3 months.
But I'll tell you one thing about Keegan. She's representative of so many of these alleged high-flying politicians. Is their sense of entitlement. I mean, the fact that she thinks that people all over the country will be going, I'll say one thing for Gillian Keegan, the Education Secretary, she's doing a great job with this crumbling concrete crisis.
Yes.
She actually thinks people think that. They don't, Gillian. They think you're a cunt.
Right, because also she hasn't actually done anything. And what's she done? You know, the crumbling concrete
crisis...
She's
just done a few interviews.
...is crumbling concrete crisis because... You're right. Kevin's...
I'm still fucking sick. I came back from fucking Corfu after 2 weeks R&R. I'm supposed to be recovered.
Yes.
I was starting to feel sick as a dog when we did the show last week. And it's got worse and fucking worse. So thanks very much, God.
Well, maybe maybe you should take some
with your fucking beard up there in fucking heaven.
How's it God's fault?
Yeah, well, because he's fucking giving me the code. He does everything, doesn't
really?
He?
Really?
Yeah, I thought he's
I didn't realise you believe
he's omnipotent,
isn't he? I thought you were a bit of an atheist, to be honest.
When things go wrong,
you blame God.
I suddenly believe in God because I want someone
to
pray.
It's like a friend of mine who got cancer and he started going to church. Yeah. And I said, what are you doing that for? And he went, well, just in case he's fucking real. You know, I'm going to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell.
That's what Jimmy Savile said. Jimmy Savile,
often quote him.
It's not, this isn't often remembered about him. He was a real God botherer.
Was he?
The church
that doesn't surprise me.
And when asked in interviews, why do you go to church? Why do you? He said, well, I'm just hedging my bets. Mm. He said, I don't necessarily believe in God.
You sure it wasn't because he was after the altar boys?
Yeah, I'm hedging my bets. He said, I don't necessarily believe in God, but just in case he's there, I'll go to church. Well, I bet you fucking God didn't invite you up to heaven, you fucking little prick.
No, I'm sure that's absolutely true. But I'm not even sure if there is a heaven or a hell. Maybe that's for another podcast.
Yes, there is.
Well, why are you so convinced?
What, if there's a heaven or a hell? Oh, I don't think there's a heaven or
hell. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I don't believe in anything, you know.
That's
that.
What I mean. That's why I'm quite surprised you're blaming God for having such a terrible cough.
Well, if I've got problems, I'll blame the cough.
You sure it's not COVID?
Fucking up there with his beard. Well, you know, this thing, God's a woman, could be a woman. No, I've seen the pictures. Big beard.
Yeah, absolutely
right. It's a bloke sitting there in a fucking cloud.
If you go to the statues in Rome, they're all blokes.
Yeah, he says a fucking bloke. He sits in a cloud, coming up with decisions that affect all of our lives. And for some reason, he says, that little cunt, Kevin O'Sullivan, getting back from Corfu, I'm giving him the cold of his life. Mm. See how he fucking likes it.
Yeah.
Not much, thanks.
Other less well-talented individuals would probably take the rest of the week off and not give it to everybody else, but you don't give a fuck about that either.
Yeah, no, the one fun, the one enjoyment I've had from this is coming into work to spread it around.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed. But there is a lot of sickness. Because, of course, it's unclemently warm, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a very hot day.
Did you know that today, this very day that we're recording this, we had to make a yellow alert turn into an amber alert,
oh,
right?
Fuck off.
Apparently that means that there's a danger and risk of death. And particularly if you're over 65 or vulnerable, you might die. What a load of old shit. I was out yesterday and it was lovely. I mean, it was 32 degrees in the car. I got out, I had to take my car in for a service, and I got out down somewhere near Wandsworth, and I was standing outside, and it felt like I was in a fucking holiday.
It's lovely, lovely weather, but I think, you know, because of Lucy Letby and all that, there's been a lot of talk about bringing the death penalty back. Well, I think that we should bring it back, definitely, but only for people who catastrophise nice weather.
Yes.
So you get that little fucker, Jim Dale, going, it's climate change, end of the world, it's 75 degrees, so you're going to die if people can't see this. Mm. So we put people like him to death.
Right.
So anyone who issues an amber weather warning because it's a nice day, we execute them. That'll fucking shut the cunts up.
Well, he wouldn't be talking
fucking
much
after that. Fucking sick of it, aren't you?
I mean, the fact is that people take it all so fucking seriously. Yeah. And also, the weather, it's all about, you know, like this week, for example, all we heard about was the fucking Burning Man Festival, right? Now, I've never seen anyone ever report on the Burning Man Festival, but every fucking news outlet were recording it and reporting on it because it was a bit rainy and muddy. And it's never normally like that.
They couldn't set the Burning Man alight because it was pissing with rain.
So that must be something to do with climate change.
Well,
the only reason that people now cover fucking stories like that is because they can say, well, obviously it's very unusual. It must be climate change.
I say, fuck the Burning Man Festival and fuck 70,000 people who went there.
I used to know a girl that went to that every year for the orgies.
Oh, a lot of drugs, a lot of sex so that's why they all go. And of course, the usual health problems they suffer in the Nevada desert is heat stroke
and syphilis.
Because it's boiling fucking hot. Only this year it was freezing cold and pissed with fucking rain.
And you get all these great reports where, you know, so-and-so said, I've never seen anything like it. Then they go to him and he goes, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Well, of course you've never seen anything like it. You normally go to Nevada, which is a fucking desert. But guess what? When it rains in the desert, it actually gets pretty fucking horrific.
Yeah, I sort of know quite a lot about it because living in LA, it was quite a big event and everybody went.
So did you ever go?
Fuck off.
No.
It's a fucking pop concert. Why would I go there? There's like Glastonbury. Yeah. Tell you what, I'll go
with Americans.
Well, I can't quite work out what to do this year. Shall I go to Glastonbury or shall I stick fucking red hot needles into my fucking eyes? I think I'll take the latter.
No, but also, can you imagine Glastonbury with Americans? Fucking hell.
Oh my God, that would be even worse.
Christ almighty.
Even worse than it already is. A fucking middle class mass of fucking morons watching shit bands in tents. Yes. Fuck off.
Oh my God.
Can't think of anything worse.
No, absolutely not. I've managed to avoid going to all sort of mega festivals. I only ever did one, and that was when I went to Nebworth, but we've already talked about how you hate Led Zeppelin, so I don't want to people have been still talking about that, by the way,
because
when you were away we did a sort of best of podcast where took some of the Patreon stuff that we hadn't given to everybody else,
Led Zeppelin rap,
and we had the row about Led Zeppelin. People are still arguing with me saying, how can you think Rush aren't any fucking good, and like sending me album covers.
Rush,
what's wrong with Kevin, why doesn't he like fucking Led Zeppelin? But it was all good. It was very funny. So should we talk about the air? Because the air quality now, of course, is something that lots of people are talking about, including, of course, the one and only mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who, even as we speak, is making the air cleaner for 5 million people. Isn't that great? Isn't that brilliant?
Fucking bollocks.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not the only, all these local authorities, he's the worst.
They're all at it.
They're fucked for cash. Look, we're today, Birmingham's broke, but Birmingham has gone filed for bankruptcy because they couldn't organise a piss up in a fucking brewery. Yeah. And all of these councils all over the country, especially in London, because they're all financially literate, they fucked it all up. They need the money. Mm. So they are highway robbing us of our money, ostensibly, allegedly, to clean up the air. It's got fuck all to do with that.
Well, it won't clean
the way,
up the air.
By the way, ULEZ schemes across the country and at low traffic neighbourhood schemes are now being revealed to make the air quality worse.
Right. Well, that's exactly what happened in Glasgow. They measured the air quality from June to August of this year, which is the first point at which the ULEZ was brought in. They compared it to the previous year, and the pollution was worse.
Yeah.
So how do you figure that out?
Yeah.
One of the things that they've said is possibly the reason is that most of the pollution actually comes from the buses. And the buses are still allowed in. But you know what the other thing is that's great about Scotland? They're ULEZ in fucking Glasgow. The bin lorries are not ULEZ compliant. So they can't...
Because they've got to collect fucking rubbish.
Yeah, but they can't. They're not allowed in. They can't get in.
Oh, Christ, really?
No, just so, no, because they're all fucking diesel.
This is the madness.
So they can't get in there.
Madness. It's absolutely... It's fucking madness.
And all
we're being governed by arseholes locally and nationally who do things that are just mad, mad policies. Look at our national government. Look at their energy policy over the last 30 disastrous years. They've taken us from an energy prosperous country with our own sources of energy, cheap energy, to a country that has no fucking energy, and what energy we do have, we have to charge a fortune from. We became reliant on fucking Russia. Look what happened to that. And now they're trying to lie to us that you can power this country with fucking windmills and solar panels.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, this is the week where they're going to say, let's get some more onshore wind tunnels, windmills, right? So they're actually going to look at building more of these fucking wind farms.
Because they banned them.
Yeah.
Rishi had banned them to his credit. But now, who's forcing him to do this? Backbench Tory MPs. These are not Tories. They're fucking socialist greenies.
Shouldn't they be made to have one of these onshore wind farms in their own constituency?
Yeah, you have their own fucking arse,
in their own street.
I mean, these politicians in Westminster right now, I mean, these idiots who are getting Rishi to set up wind farms inland, onshore wind, they think this is popular. Mm. They think that what the people of Britain will vote for is to be colder and poorer, which is what their policies will make us. It's you know, what kind of fucking politicians are? People don't want to be colder and they don't want to be poorer.
No.
They're not interested in this green shit. You can take your net zero and shove it where the fucking sun doesn't shine.
No, exactly right. And in Newcastle, we've got another example. The low traffic neighbourhood actually made the traffic worse. And everybody from Oxford to Bath to Leeds to Manchester, everybody can tell you that that is the case. That you can't drive anywhere anymore. Therefore, the roads get more congested.
Yeah. And then what they're saying today, the government, only today, put out a statement saying they're urging all of us to use our heat pumps when it's windy.
Oh, yeah.
When
it's windy?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because that way there's lots of power around because of the windmills and shit like that.
I thought when it's too windy, though, they can't use
them. Oh, fucking it. You know, and also...
Also, what are you going to do? Are you going to go out of your house and put your finger in the air and go, oh, it's a bit windy today?
Yeah.
Well, what if it's not windy where the fucking turbine is?
Exactly right. And they're also...
How do you know it's windy?
Apparently this helps as well. They want us to only charge our electric cars at night. We can help the government achieve its net zero target.
Well, I don't want to.
I don't care
about
your stupid net zero target.
Also,
which we will never achieve, and it doesn't mean anything anyway. Fuck off.
Right. Surely, if they want us to do something, they should give us an incentive. Like, for example, a fucking tax break. Right. And now, if you drive an electric car, you don't pay a road tax. I don't think, do you? But that's going to end soon because too many people have electric cars, let's start charging them. So that's not really an incentive. Buying electric cars is not an incentive, it's fucking expensive. So why don't they give people who perhaps do something that they want them to do some kind of fucking tax break?
Yeah.
You know, because we keep hearing that old Jeremy Hunt is now going to have 40 billion quid that he didn't know he was going to have because of all the expensive goods and the extra VAT he's getting and the extra income tax he's getting. Why doesn't he give us some fucking money back?
Well, because they don't do it like that. They think we're all on board for the Green Express project, but we're not.
Can't wait.
If I see one more fucking lefty on telly, you know, all these fucking pundits, you know, deputy political editor of the Daily Shit Mirror or something, you know, going, well, I'm a bit wrong about this. I mean, the thing is that the majority of people, the vast majority of people in London support the ULEZ expansion.
No, they don't.
They support the green policies. No, they fucking don't, you fucking idiots, because this is what they do. They go out with their clipboards, the pollsters, and they go, would you like to save the planet? Would you like to save millions and millions of children by having a greener country and cleaner air? And of course they go, no, I'd like millions of children to die.
Yes.
No, they frame the question, they load the question so they get the standard issue, green reply, and then the politicians go, there you go, this is a really popular policy, and then fuckwit deputy bloody political editors of the fucking Guardian and the Mirror parrot it out as if it's fact. It's not.
But it's not
the vast
them.
Majority of people do not want to pay a single extra penny for this green claptrap.
And why is it that mostly left-wing people who are supposed to care about the poor want the fucking poor to be punished? Because it's the poor that are getting punished. It's the guy with his hard-working family who's got a van to support his business. It's the woman who's trying to get to
it's anti-working
to
class.
The hospital to do a shift as a cleaner, that kind of thing. You know, and of course they say, oh, but the very poor haven't got cars, so it doesn't affect them. Well, it affects everybody, because if you can't get a service that you used to be able to get because people don't do it anymore, then you're going to suffer. If you can't get to where you want to go because somebody can't afford to take you anymore, carers are suffering. I mean, the whole
thing—it's anti-working class.
Yeah, but the new left, of course, run by Sir Keir Starmer, Mr. Bloody Boring. You know, they don't care about
it's like working from home, anti-working class.
Yeah, of course,
you can't work from home if you're a van driver. You work in a factory
or a shoe shine person.
You're working from home—it's the future, not for manual workers, not for blue-collar workers, not for drivers, not for the working classes. So stick your fucking middle-class shite right up your arseholes. It's fucking awful.
You see, you thought he might have been feeling a bit sorry for himself, but in fact, he's just as horrible as he always is.
Yeah.
I mean, what about all these other wankers who are fucking working from the beach?
God.
Local councils, right? Local councils, we talked about Birmingham earlier, are all running out of money.
WFTV, working from the beach.
Well, fuck right off, FRO.
By the way, going back to that, let's do the beach in a second, because this affects all sorts of councils all over the country. But anti-working class, right? So Birmingham has become the latest Labour administration to completely fuck
to
it
go
up.
Bust following Croydon.
So why has this Labour socialist left-leaning administration fucked up? Because of its practice of paying men more than women to do the same job. Yeah, the women, to their credit, took the fucking council to court, and now they've got this massive bill to pay the women properly. What's Labour, what's socialist about paying men more than women to do the same jobs?
It's tradition.
You divisive cunts.
It's tradition. Because I seem to remember back in the sort of beginning of 2005-06, around that time, that was when the Blair government was sort of at its height. And I'm pretty sure it was down to them. And they started to force councils and other places to pay people equally. But then they realised that it was a bit of an own goal.
Because they should.
But the reason it was a bit of an own goal was that most of the organisations that weren't doing it up to that point were Labour-run councils. It's almost all Labour-run councils weren't doing it.
I think, to be fair, that women should always get the same money for doing the same job as men, unless they're female footballers. Because compared to the men, they're shit at it.
Did you see, somebody sent me a clip of Brian Moore, do you remember from...
Yeah, I saw that. I sent that to you.
Did you send me that?
Something about nagging,
Yeah, it was like, Brian Moore doing the big match.
It was Jim Rosenthal.
With Jimmy Hill. Jimmy
pointed out, Brian Moore goes, well, it's a damn good, as Jim pointed out, it's damn good that they're playing football, because at least they're not at home nagging you.
and ipso facto, that was the 70s, you know. Yeah. And I mean, sometimes you do wish you could go back, because it was actually rather funny.
The big match, what a great show.
Do you know what I used to love on a Sunday? Because I used to, believe it or not, my Sunday, before I started working in the bakery, my Sunday consisted of being an altar boy in the morning, where I would go from, say, about, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Get sexually abused.
I was disappointed. I never was.
Yeah, you were a Catholic as well.
I was a Catholic.
What kind of a Catholic priest was looking after you?
I know. I mean, he was a bit of a cunt, though, because he did kick a tramp out of the church once.
Oh, I like the sound of him.
This guy comes in looking for me. He says, fuck off, get out. Yes, he said, fuck off. It was after that that I started to think, maybe the church is not for me.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't fuck you.
No,
I mean, that's unusual.
No, he didn't. Unless he drugged me, of course.
Probably.
Which is possible. No, but I would then come home, and my dad would come and sit in the front and make fun of me and try and make me laugh while we were doing the mass. And then we'd go home and we'd watch the big match. And then Kung Fu. Do you remember Kung Fu?
Oh, with David, Carradine.
Yeah, who was brilliant.
Grasshopper.
I still remember the show.
I love that show.
I think they did. They not try and make it. Remake
it. It never worked again, though. But it
was a great show.
The whole thing about that show was that it was all about Ian Grasshopper. So he was like a little mild little Asian guy with a tin banner.
Except he could kill
tin banner. And it, all the tough Westerners, they were going to beat you up.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, every single time, he'd kick the fucking living daylights out of some shocked opponent.
Yeah, exactly right. It was always
great show. Great show.
It was fantastic. But this is the thing. Anyway, you've got me off the subject, but we were talking about these councils now, which have got massive bills because they're paying people to work abroad. And the thing I find astonishing is that whenever you have a go at these people, you always get somebody going, what's wrong with that? Well, you can work from anywhere. Well, you can't fucking work from anywhere. I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that. You can't have a company that's got 50 people employed in it and they all work in different fucking places.
Yeah, yeah.
So they never ever meet each other.
As I said yesterday, when this emerged, something like 1,400 local council workers, mainly in London, funnily enough, have been given dispensation to do their jobs in places like Phuket in Thailand, Australia, South Africa,
Dubai,
Turkey, Dubai, anywhere they like, on the beach.
Yeah.
That is shortchanging council tax. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
It totally is, because you can't convince me that they're doing actual work.
How can you be dealing with potholes in Canterbury High Street if you're in fucking Thailand?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's a con. And working from home is grinding to a halt. Mm. It's going to take a while, but more and more private bosses, the boss of Amazon said it last week, have realised that when they said, oh, that's great, everyone's going to work from home, it's the new way, they realised they were stupid cunts when they said that, because people who are working from home are not fucking working.
Of course they're not.
They're watching Netflix, they're taking the dog out, they're going to the fucking
And they park. Might be doing some work, but what they're not doing is working as hard as if somebody was actually watching them. And if you're in a bloody holiday resort, or you've got a brand new place in Spain where you're chilling out and there's a swimming pool and all the rest of it, of course you're not fucking doing any work.
Of course not. You know, it's a joke, and all councils should be banned from doing this right away. But I tell
you, the public sector in general, I mean, do you remember, it was at the sort of back end, I suppose, of the COVID lockdown when we discovered that one of the reasons why the passport office was so fucking shit was that the woman who ran it was
on a Peloton.
She was at home living somewhere like Leicester and hadn't been to the office for about 7 months. And thought that was a great idea.
Well, at least that was in tune with the rest of the staff. The passport office is in Peterborough, isn't it?
Well, there's one there. The main DVL one's in Cassie, France.
Well, the DVL...
DVL is in Swansea.
Swansea, literally, I don't know what it's like now, but a year ago, it was just covered in cobwebs. Yeah. No one had been there for 2 years.
And the problem for that is that if you send... when they had the shortage of HGV drivers, a lot of that problem was that they were trying to license themselves. They were sending in for a renewal license, and the licenses weren't being opened.
Yeah.
And because there was nobody in the office. So you went online, and they went, "Oh yeah, we're just waiting for your license." Well, no, I fucking sent it to you 2 months ago. Oh, but it's lying in a sort of bag somewhere. Yeah, there's nobody fucking opening the post.
Exactly right. It's a fucking working from home. Mm. It has been a brief experiment that is failing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everybody fucking knows it.
Everybody does know. Should we end with a bit of football?
Thoughts
on the Premier League so far?
A great result for Fulham up at the Etihad.
Yes, Manchester City 5.
Don't overpraise
us. Was it
1? 5-1, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 5-2.
We equalised. We equalised, and then it all went down.
Well, the big story, I suppose, has been Saudi Arabia, isn't it? Taking loads and loads of players over there, because that's presumably only going to increase, isn't it?
I think it will, because of the money. Like, Fulham lost Mitrovic.
Yeah.
Mitrovic was earning something like 150 grand a week with us. I think he was our highest player at Fulham. might be 170,000, something like that. Fucking Saudis came in, and you know, they go, oh, they're offering 60 million for the player, the club won't be able to. What they do, these big money clubs and leagues around the world, they don't worry so, at the outset, they don't worry so much about the deal they're doing with the club.
Yeah.
They go to the player and say, you get 170 grand a year, you sign up for us, you'll get 360,000 a week. And that's what got... So once Mitro smelt 360 grand a week, he wants to go. Last week, we lost our... It's not a great place to play, but we lost our best player, Benigna. Yeah. Who went to Bayern Munich just literally in a day because they came in and just nicked him. It's fucking football. It's a fucking joke now.
There's no rules at all.
Because you get all
to this financial fair play box.
Well, there isn't any financial fair play. What happens is during the transfer window, the clubs that have got Russian, American and Arabian money like vultures. They come into clubs like Fulham, the smaller clubs, and they just pick out all the players they fancy for massive amounts of money just because they can.
Yeah.
So that means that you only ever have about six teams that have got a snowball's chance in hell of winning the league. It's a fucking joke.
It really is. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. But Haaland, I think, is going to be getting something like 600,000 a week.
I think you can't
imagine how much money that is, can you?
It's extraordinary.
Imagine getting paid effectively £100,000 a day.
Yeah. But
I mean, crikey.
If in football terms, he deserves it. He's phenomenal. I mean, he got hat-trick against us almost as an afterthought.
I know.
In the last 15 minutes. He is amazing.
Fucking amazing. Anything coming up this weekend that you want to mention?
What am I doing this weekend? I think I'm going to carry on being sick. Thanks very much.
You could have got
fucking sick as a fucking dog.
The only thing you can hope is that you don't end up in a fucking NHS ward.
Yeah, exactly.
One, as I've said to people before, if they find out who you are, they'll kill you. And even if they don't know who you are, they might kill you by accident.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole country's falling apart. It seems NHS is in a right mess. So, sick Britain. Don't call for an ambulance because it'll take about 4 hours to get there.
Yeah, by the time you've called for it, actually, you'll be fucking
dead
already.
We'll do this next week. Broken Britain is just getting ridiculous.
It really is.
Fucking can't even build schools.
Well, the best system that now exists in any way, shape or form connected to Britain is the fucking human trafficking system, which works a fucking treat.
Well, they're doing well. There's captains of industry down on the south coast.
Yeah, absolutely. And still they fantastically. Come. Absolutely brilliantly. But we will see you again next time. There's going to be no Patreon episode this week. Pooch is away. We'll get his tales of daring do when he gets back.
Indeed.
Sometime next week. We'll see you then.
Fuck off.
Bollocks.
Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.